Blog Talk Radio.
I don't like to say I feel good for one reason. I feel real good this evening. And I like to say I feel good for one reason. That we're all here together.
Ladies and gentlemen, giving it up, please, from Spain,
DJ Bray.
Ahora presta atención.
Teacher. Unique experience. Está bueno ese hombre.
Again to another show. You are now on in the green room. I'm your host, Tony Smith. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Hope all of our social media is working properly. I don't know if it is or not. But basically why I set up the show, again, I'm your host, Tony Smith. I set up the show because the Democrats have stolen the Green New Deal platform from the Green Party, which is the title of the show. The Democrats stole the Green New Deal platform. And I'm going to read an article to you to show that fact. And it's nothing new what the Democrats are doing as far as stealing our platform. Universal health care was not a Democrat thing. Before the Green Party put it together. The Green Party is the one with the ideas. The Democrats steal the ideas. And they won't even implement them. That is what makes it totally disgusting. But what I want to do is read this to you guys. I'm going to check social media quick here and see if it's even working. Probably not, as usual. So it is what it is. But, you know, people get at me and rail on me for how I act and for how I, conduct myself. I'm in a war here. You understand? I don't look at this like the neoliberals or like anybody. I don't look at it like, I look at it like we're at war. You understand? And, a lot of people look at it like, oh, you're being a troll or you're this or that or whatever. You know, I could care less what you think. What I know is, that since 2000, the Democrats have been trying to keep the Green Party in check. The Green Party managed to get 2.8 million votes in 2000, and we were well on our way to becoming the third party, and they eventually moved the Democrats' position as the lefty party in the country. So they had to stop that. They had to stop it through coercion. Manipulation is what they always do. And then they have their mockingbird media who, follows their drumbeat. So you got the mockingbird media with their propaganda. Oh, Greens can't win. Oh, Greens take votes from Democrats. All that bull crap. You know, if and you can easily debunk all of it. But people listen to that crap and regurgitate it. That's why I call you people NPCs. And then I'm accused of being, oh, that's a right-wing term. Who the hell patented, what right-winger patented it? I could give a shit, excuse my language, if the right-wingers use those terms. I like to use the term as well because it clearly explains the neoliberals. Okay, you know, all this, you know, I'm just very frustrated and upset, excuse me, but I'm just from, okay, 2004, David Koff steals the election with 12.2% from Ralph Nader, who was trying to unite the minor parties and ran as an independent to bring all the minor parties as caucuses into the Green Party. It was a good faith measure by the great Ralph Nader to run as an independent to show the, you know, the other parties like the Democrats, Socialists of America, you know, all of these other parties, PIP, you know, Progressive Independent Party, the Constitution Party, you know, all these minor parties that are out there. Ralph Nader was trying to unite them as caucuses within the Green Party. David Cobb didn't see it that way. He thought that the Green Party needs to have a candidate each and every election, which I agree with, but Ralph Nader was the Green Party at one point. Let's be honest. You understand? So you cannot separate the Green Party from Ralph Nader. It's forever stuck on him. So, you know, that was a cop-out by David Cobb, of course, because he's a Democrat operative. He comes from the Democrat Party. He supported, you know, Jesse Jackson. He, you know, rubbed elbows with Bernie Sanders. He's a bad influence on the entire party because he tries to run the party national. And that's not how it works. This is a grassroots party. We have 10 principles that are supposed to be abided by. So it's major co-opting going on. You got the Mockingbird media tearing down Greens. And then you got the Democrats actively intimidating. The Democrats actively joining Greens, being fake Greens, running for office and dropping out to give the perception of them being the superior party. The Democrats are all about perception and manipulation. It has nothing to do with the facts, which is why we as Greens who are real get very frustrated because we stick to the facts. And these people go off perception and say that this perception is a fact when in fact it is not. Good dealing with it. Sick of it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So let me go through, and I just want you guys, I'm going to read the article to you. Of course, the, you know, National wants to be in power so bad. You want to have a voice so bad, National. And you didn't even bat an eyelash at this. This is the Huffington Compost, which is the neoliberal hub. They are the ones who are the mediators between the neoliberals and the progressives. And what did you do? You didn't even address it, National. You want to have all this power. You want to have all this prestige, National Green Party. But you don't put in the work. So it's just ridiculous. Now, let me read this article to you about the Green New Deal. That these disgusting Democrats that don't have their own ideas have to steal, because that's all they're good at is stealing, manipulating, intimidating. And this is the Huffington Compost that says, the 1 second, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to get through here. Of course, Huffington Compost wants you to subscribe and all that crap. But let me read you the article. And the picture they had is their darling Ocasio-Cortez, who we broke the story here at the Green News Network of her being a sheepdog in disguise. We broke it. She was endorsed by MoveOn.org. She received George Soros money. She is disgusting. When asked about Palestine, she backpedaled. She backpedaled from everything. She is a neoliberal in disguise. So I'm going to read the article. The Democrat Party's nascent Green New Deal wing took shape Tuesday night as a series of progressive climate hawks notched historic, if expected, victories. Tempering a night of stinging state-level losses for the fight to curb global warming, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez handily won New York's 14th district and will become the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. Ilhan Omar surged ahead in Minnesota's 5th district. And you want to know why? Because Minnesota, Michigan, all of those states have an influx of Muslims moving there or living there. They have Somalis are real deep in Minnesota too. So this is why you have this Ilhan Omar surge ahead in the 5th district, because that's where all the Muslims and all the Somali immigrants go to. Facing no Republican challengers, sailed to victory in Michigan's 13th district. So Omar won Minnesota's 5th district. Rashida Tlaib faced no Republican challengers and sailed to victory in Michigan's 13th district. Where was the Green? The Green standing in the gap in those districts. They became the first two Muslim women ever elected to Congress. And the one, and that's a lie, because Keith Ellison's a Muslim. He lies and says he's not, but he is. In the one competitive race of the bunch, Antonio Delgado overcame Republican John Fazio's racist smears in New York's upstate 19th district. Their victories established the first contingent of Democrats calling for a radical federal spending plan to rapidly wean the United States off fossil fuels and prepare the nation for climate change that looks increasingly likely to cause cataclysmic damage in the coming years. Dubbed the Green New Deal, the vague set of policies proposals hark back to the Depression-era spending programs that built many of the country's infrastructure landmarks. This is all Green Party. The Green Party is the one who said wean the United States off fossil fuels. Stealing your identity, Greens. You're not doing a damn thing about it. The block is smaller than it could have been. Randy Bryce, the union worker turned progressive folk hero who ran to fill House Speaker Paul Ryan's seat in Wisconsin, lost to Republican Brian Steele on Tuesday. Kevin DeLeon, the California state senator whose historic 100% renewable electricity bill passed earlier this year, failed to unseat Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein. Andrew Gillum, the progressive darling and only major gubernatorial candidate to call for a Green New Deal, lost to Republican Ron DeSantis. And right now, do you know that they are actually still trying to put these Democrats in power? It's already understood that Ron DeSantis is the governor-elect, yet they are still running those elections in Florida and in Arizona. The Democrats are thieves. They're trying to steal the election from the Republicans. They steal our identity. And where the hell are the Greens? But the most alarming results came when voters in two western states rejected ballot measures that would have rocked the fossil fuel industry. In Washington, Initiative 1631, a ballot measure to enact a $15 per metric ton carbon fee, the revenue which would have gone to public transit, solar and wind power plants, and energy efficient retrofits. No, you're not going to tax carbon. You ain't going to tax carbon. You're going to get your asses off of fossil fuels through the Green New Deal. We do not tax carbon. You do is you set a carbon emissions limit to corporations. And you set up a jobs program to transition those workers in the fossil fuel industry to green jobs, which is what the Green New Deal is. Where are you at, Greens? Where's your outrage? Would have been the nation's first carbon tax. Coloradans, meanwhile, overwhelmingly voted down Proposition 112, a measure that would have put about 85% of non-federal land in the Centennial State off limits to oil and gas drilling. And it was voted down. That's a good bill. That's a good proposition. The industry spent upward of $73 million funding campaigns to reject the initiative. So money wins out again. Supporters of a Green New Deal are gaining power in the very election that's bleeding the bipartisan Climate Solution Caucus. The 90-member club derides as peacocks by critics who say it serves only to lauder the reputation of members who consistently vote against climate policy. That's all it is. That's all it is. It is cover. They are using our legislative goals for cover so that they can continue to get money from their donors. I don't see not a one green posting anything on your news feeds. So that's the situation. Now, Let's look at the Green Party's Green New Deal. This is gp.org/green_new_deal. That is where you go to find the real Green New Deal. And here's a summary. The Green New Deal is a four-part program for moving America quickly out of crisis into a secure, sustainable future. Inspired by the New Deal programs that helped us out of the Great Depression of the 1930s, the Green New Deal will provide similar relief and create an economy that makes our communities sustainable, healthy, and just. The four pillars of the Green New Deal: one, the Economic Bill of Rights. Our country cannot truly move forward until the roots of inequality are pulled up and the seeds of a new, healthier economy are planted. Thus, the Green New Deal begins with an economic bill of rights that ensures all citizens, number one, the right to employment through a full employment program that will create 25 million jobs by implementing a nationally funded but locally controlled direct employment initiative, replacing unemployment offices with local employment offices offering public sector jobs, which are stored in a job bank in order to take up any slack in private sector employment. Excellent. Local communities, because we are a decentralized party. This is why it's local. Communities will use a process of broad stakeholder input and democratic decision-making to fairly implement these programs. Pay-to-play prohibitions will ensure that the campaign contributions or lobbying favors do not impact decision making. So there will be prohibitions on pay to play. Because you know why? Because the Green Party is forbidden to take corporate contributions. We will end unemployment in America once and for all by guaranteeing a job at a living wage for every American willing and able to work. How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for it? How do you know how we're going to pay for it? We're going to get off oil. We're going to get off natural gas. We're going to stop these wars for oil. Once we bring this $21 trillion that has been siphoned from the American people due to your military-industrial complex, that's how it'll get paid for Republicans. That's how it'll get paid for neoliberal Democrats. Workers' rights, including the right to a living wage, to a safe workplace, to fair trade, and to organize a union at the local level and work without fear of firing. The right to quality health care, which will be achieved through a single-payer Medicare for all program. The right to a tuition-free, quality, federally funded, local-controlled public education system from preschool through college. We will also forgive student debt loans. How? Through quantitative easing of student debt. The big banks got bailed out by Obama through quantitative easing, and it can and will happen for our students who have been experiencing these student loan debts. And then after that, we'll nationalize the Federal Reserve or get rid of it. The right to a decent, affordable housing, including an immediate halt to all foreclosures and evictions. So, I mean, and I can go on and on. It is beautiful. Go to gp.org/green_new_deal and see the real Green New Deal. The number two pillar would be a green transition, which I talked about earlier, how we were going to get jobs to transition people from fossil fuels. And then the real financial reform is a takeover of the economy. We have to take over the economy and do it locally. That's what real financial reform is in the Green New Deal. Democratize the monetary policy and bring it under public control, nationalizing the Federal Reserve and or ending it, restoring the Glass-Steagall separation of depository and commercial banks from speculative investment. All simple, brothers and sisters. This is what the Green New Deal is. Now, it's not all about some damn climate change. It's about a mind change. A functioning democracy, number four. Number five. and the functioning democracy talks about getting rid of Citizens United, all of that. I want you to listen to Jill Stein.
So, as you know, the climate crisis has been entirely missing in action in the presidential debate between the two establishment parties. I want you to know that we can solve this problem with a political voice that's of, by, and for the people, that is not sponsored by the fossil fuel industry. We can, in fact, create an emergency jobs program that also solves the emergency of climate change. That's what the Green New Deal does. So it's like the New Deal that got us out of the Great Depression, but it's a Green New Deal, so it also solves the crisis of the climate. Essentially, it creates 20 million good wage jobs that transition us on an emergency basis, on the scale of a wartime mobilization, to 100% clean renewable energy by 2030. That means jobs in clean renewable energy, in healthy and sustainable food systems, and in public transportation. These jobs not only revive the economy, turn the tide on climate change, they also make the friggin' wars for oil obsolete. That is what we are calling for. This is yet another reason to reject the lesser evil and to stand up and fight for the greater good, like our lives depend on it, because, in fact, they do.
There you go, man. Kill the game. You know what I'm saying? But you got these Democrats that are going to taint it. So I want all the Greens to do is to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. So that's the show for tonight. I just wanted to run this by you guys and let you guys know what's going on. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And with that, was the show out. Thank you guys all for listening from all of our sites. And until we meet again at the appointed time, see you later, everybody.
I feel real good this evening. And I'd like to say I feel good for one reason. That we're all here together.
Ladies and gentlemen, giving it up, please, from Spain, DJ Roy.
Cierra los ojos. Ahora presta atención.
DJ.
Unique experience. Not bueno, es ese hombre.
He's the best. He's the best. He's the best. DJ. He's the best. He's the best. He's the best. I'm going to go to the next one.